is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231 tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We continue taking your phone calls. Now, Mark is, I think, still with us in Brazil. Mark, you called in to, I think, kind of try to bend us over the barrel, but the barrel's just not there. One of the things that you kept trying to, I think the words you kept trying to put in our mouths a few moments ago was that those of us who are on the show tonight here believe that vaccines are being manufactured for the purpose of harming people, and no one has ever suggested that. Wayne, our Wednesday night, our occasional Wednesday night co-host, has suggested that he believes there may be some harmful things in the vaccines, but I don't think he's ever suggested that they were put there on purpose to harm people. So did I misunderstand what you were trying to say? My co-host seemed to think that's exactly what you were saying.
Well, if they're not put there on purpose, then why are they put there?
I explained that in great detail. Were you listening?
Well, it's not
to harm the
vaccine,
to harm the virus.
Talking at the same time, but sorry.
Well, no, yeah, I spoke very clearly for a long period of time without interruption. I said it's there to harm the virus. But incidentally, it can harm you as well. It has a purpose. They have their purpose for putting it in there, and their purpose is not to hurt people.
Is it possible that
there are people who believe that? But there, you know, there are conspiracies out there. People who think vaccines are, trying to,
there's some really kooky people that
think that they're trying to kill off a bunch of the population and stuff like that. But you'll have to go argue with those people,
right? Because we're not them.
I'm not even arguing with them. I was just trying to point out what seems to me one logical position linking to another. I didn't actually say whether anything was effective or dangerous or not, and whether people are crazy or not. I just said if you follow one argument to another, it sort of seems like that's what that's indicating.
No, I don't think so. Is it possible in your mind that two human beings could differ on their opinion about what a chemical, for instance, does?
Well, obviously, yes.
Okay, right. Well, so when somebody says that there's something that they believe that would harm someone that has been put into these vaccines, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's been done on purpose. That person might understand that those people that put that, what they believe is harmful substance in there, were doing it because they believed it would help people. So you've got two different sides of people, one saying, well, we think this overall will help.
Or that it was necessary to make the vaccine work. For the intended purpose of the vaccine.
Right, but let's follow that argument again.
The damage that it was doing was acceptable for the benefit of the vaccine.
Well, also, picking up on Ian's point before I get on to yours, you said that one person might think that it's harmful, another might think that it's not harmful.
Yes.
And so if one person thinks it's harmful and he looks at the other person who thinks that it's not harmful, then he has to either consider that the person doesn't know what he or she is doing, Or is intentionally ignoring it, right? I mean,
the other person could be very well educated and believe that these are not harmful, and the other person, you can find studies that will back up your viewpoint.
Right, but the point is, the person who's saying that, it's harmful.
That's not the conclusion, because there are plenty of things that we have later on that even the scientific community has believed was harmless, and it took years to figure out, no, it wasn't.
Well, honestly, just to think logically for a second, independent of vaccines, right, if you say, oh, XYZ is harmful, and the person says, no, XYZ is not harmful, your conclusion about the person has to be either that the person is wrong, doesn't know what he or she is talking about, or simply just not informed, right? I mean,
okay,
what
sure.
other
clue? Yeah,
huh? sure.
Yes, I would agree with you there.
Right, mm-hmm. So if someone's saying, oh, vaccine XYZ is harmful, and the people who are making it are saying, no, it's not harmful, then what are you saying about the people who are making it?
They can be wrong,
but
they can be wrong. But why? But what's the basis of what they're being wrong? They don't know what they're doing.
I just told you there have been entire scientific community supporting something, not believing it to be harmful, and using it to a great extent, and then later on determining after you realize
they were wrong.
You realize that a lot of scientific studies sometimes take years to get evidence. There are things that
I'm
cause
not just
damage.
Any of that. I'm just talking about what the position implies. And you disagreed with me. You said that eventually they are proved to be wrong, right?
Sure,
the test of time shows that they're wrong.
Time could show that they were wrong. Yes.
Right. So if people are saying, they're not harmful, And the other people saying, no, they are harmful. And eventually time shows, oh, they weren't harmful. Then those people are proved wrong. So either those people were incompetent or intentionally giving something harmful.
What's
right?
your point?
They may be
what
very
is your
competent.
Point? Can
but
you get to your point, please?
No, that's what I'm trying to point out. If you link the arguments, you know, obviously it depends on your extreme, on to what extreme you think that things are ineffective and what extreme you think that they're harmful.
Maybe it just has
if you look at the argument, you say, look, vaccines are ineffective and they put things in there that are harmful, then they go out and require people to take them, well, then what other conclusion you have that the person thinks that they're intentionally
doing that? I don't understand. What is your point? You keep saying the same thing.
If I may quote you, I was speaking very clearly uninterrupted. Were you listening?
So let me see.
I guess you weren't listening. Sorry.
The conclusion is they could be wrong, or that they're lying. I don't think they're lying. I don't think they're lying, and I don't know if they're wrong. But yes, they could be wrong.
No, well, you think they're wrong. Otherwise, why would you be skeptical?
I haven't done sufficient research.
Now, wait a minute. Just because you're skeptical doesn't mean that you think someone is right or wrong. It means that you're skeptical. You're not sure as to whether or not what they're presenting to you is appropriate or is accurate. And so because of that skepticism, why should one go ahead and do these things when you're unsure? That's what my position is I'm not sure about these vaccines. And because I'm not sure, I'm not going to go through the process of vaccinating myself or vaccinating anybody that I care about because I'm not sure. Does that make sense?
Yeah, like I said, the extremeness of the position depends obviously on how extremely you feel about the effectiveness.
Do you feel my position is extreme?
No. I was saying that you have basically a middle of the road position. You're not really sure, and so you're not going to commit to it. Now I can understand that. What I was getting at is that, and this is not necessarily any one of you guys specifically. It's just things that come on the show, and maybe Wayne has been the biggest voice of this. But if I hear regularly a position like, I'm skeptical that they work. Actually, I don't think that they work, and in fact, they contain things that are dangerous and harmful. And the logical conclusion of that is, well, that they're doing it on purpose.
Well, I think you're jumping to that conclusion, and I thank you for the call tonight.
Yeah.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Jumping to the conclusion.
He kept repeating that even after it had been explained. Well, the position you can have on them is a lot more complex than what he was trying to simplify it down to.
Yes.
And that's what it comes down to.
He's pointing out that there are people that have the position that vaccine companies are putting rat poison or something
of that level in there.
However, and that point of view is somewhat nonsensical, and I would agree that that is true. However, I also am of the opinion that the marketplace is what makes businesses the most honest and forthright in dealing with their customers, and that the marketplace in vaccines has been altered by the government in that they no longer have to worry about having a lawsuit brought against them. The only thing anyone can do.
So they're incentivized to get a vaccine to market, especially an annual one like the flu vaccine, as opposed to these ones that have been either given to children everywhere all over the place for years and years and years. And they are, you know, somewhat there's some testing, you know, there's the test of time on those versus these ones that they crank out every year and they have to do it in a hurry. And the flu virus is constantly mutating. But you're right, there are people out there that have conspiracy theories that the government, that the people that are controlling the government are trying to kill off a big chunk of the population.
Right, but
and
giving,
I haven't, and there are definitely people out there that believe that.
There's fuel added to that particular fire, the conspiracy fire, by the fact that there's only a few drug companies, period, and they are all in cahoots with the government through licensing and these organizations that make sure that smaller companies cannot compete. So all that fuel is in that fire. So I understand why some people may jump to that conclusion when they don't feel heard because they have no recourse, because the organization that is set up to in order to handle disputes, these vaccine companies are not beholden to that organization. Well, yeah, you're going to get some people on the edges that are going to say, holy crap, they're trying to kill us, because it kind of looks that way to
them. I understand that. I mean, I know that there's actually a much more sort of Occam's razor explanation that has to do with, like you said, just monopolies that are created by government, where some companies are able to push out other companies, and where lawsuits put companies out of business, make them not want to do business unless they can get government protection and so forth, which makes a lot more sense than they're trying to kill off the population.
It's simple. If you don't want a vaccine, abortion, or you go, don't get a vaccine, abortion, or you go.
All right, more on the way here. You dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
If you had a chance to get an answer to the most important question in your life, would you take it? Maybe you're wondering if you'll find new love or if money is in your future. Everyone has questions, and the amazing psychics at AskNow.com have the ability to provide answers.
No one's ever given me such clear guidance on my love life. Their advice taught me so much about myself.
When you need expert advice about love, money, your career, and life's most difficult issues, consult with the gifted advisors at AskNow.com. As a new customer, you'll receive the first 5 minutes absolutely free. Call 1-800-712-2-ASK.
I needed to know if my boyfriend was really telling me the truth.
You are right on the money with everything.
We only find answers when we ask. So ask now. Call 1-800-712-2-ASK. That's 1-800-712-2-ASK.
For entertainment only, must be over 18. Credit card required for free offer.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both free for you. We also have a webcam, plus the brand-new Free Talk Live listen lines are all there, free at listen.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies, that's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch.
Continuing with your phone calls, John is in New Hampshire, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John. Hey, John, you're on the air.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, well, before I get into my point, I just want to say for anybody considering moving to Hampshire, one of the benefits is if you go to like something like Porkfest, Dale might make you as famous Ezekiel pancakes.
It's a possibility.
Right.
And I have to say, those things were good.
I agree. I've always been satisfied with Dale's home cooking.
So on the healthcare thing, I recall hearing, listening to the podcast on my way home, and you were talking about the potential jail terms for not having health insurance.
Yeah, up to 5 years, thousands of dollars in fines, that sort of thing.
Right, I haven't had health insurance since I got laid off last year. And even though I have some income now, I'm choosing not to buy health insurance. But for some strange reason, just because I don't have health insurance doesn't mean I can't get health care. When I found I was bitten by a tick last spring, I called around to walk-in rates and eventually called my old doctor in Massachusetts. And he said, oh, I'll take cash. And I went down there, paid cash, and you know, got some antibiotics. So, I mean, just because one doesn't have insurance doesn't
right.
mean one doesn't have access to health care.
Absolutely. In point of fact, if you don't have insurance, you're more likely to call around and get prices and get the best price.
Right. But if you're in a socialized system and you, for whatever reason, the government decides you can't get treated for whatever it is that you have, you do not have access to treatment. And, you know, people are always saying, people don't have access to treatment. Well, yeah, they do.
Well, and they constantly confuse the term, purposefully, I think, in many cases, the term health care and health insurance. And they say that people, when they mm-hmm. say so many people don't have health care, what they mean is they're not insured, but that
yep.
doesn't mean that they aren't going to get health care if they need it or whatever. And that there are clinics out there that help people who don't have insurance, and there's things like that, all much less than what it could be if we actually freed up the market.
Yeah, I can only imagine if, you know, patients actually called around to try and get the best price on, say, the many tests the doctor might have ordered for them.
Right.
I once accidentally got, because I changed providers, I got a bill from a hospital where a doctor had sent me for some tests. And, you know, a half hour's worth of tests, they were billing like $5,000 or $6,000 for.
Wow.
And I was like, you know, that's insane. I mean, if you knew how much your health coverage was going to cost, most people tend to be frugal. And even if they weren't really paying much of it, you know, if you gave people an incentive to shop around, they would shop around, and
yeah,
shopping
bought.
Around magically makes things go down in price.
Right, and the system is so backwards and upside down right now that the hospital's employees don't even know what things cost. When my wife was pregnant and getting tests and stuff, we went to the hospital, and by the way, it's this incident that had me leave these people, and I never went back. But the employee there said she needed some, you know, said that there was a chance that something was wrong or something like that, so she needed a test. And I'm like, well, how much is the test? I have no idea. But we can give you this other test in order to see whether or not you need to take that test. So, in fact, the other test that they were talking about cost more than the test that we were testing for. So it was $1,500 versus $800. So we ended up taking a $1,500 test that once again came up inconclusive in order to find out whether or not she needed to take the $800 test. Because these people are completely uninformed because they're not incentivized to find out because everybody has insurance. Because the government had a 90% tax tax bracket at one point, and businesses, you know, then started offering all kinds of insurance to their employees because they could give then dollar for dollar value rather than dollar for dime value. And so the system then kind of grew up here in the United States where people have the expectation their employer is going to take care of them. The government screwed it all up, and now they want the government to fix it.
Not
a bad idea.
John, any other thoughts for us?
Well, I look forward to them passing a bill that includes jail time because I will be proud to be one of the people to go to jail over not, obeying an unconstitutional order to get health insurance if I don't want it.
Well, you know, I was just thinking about that today and going, I wonder if I'm going to end up in jail for not getting health insurance.
Yeah. Welcome to the club. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it at 800-259-9231. We'll go to William Kostrick calling from Illinois. Now, normally, William, you're here in New Hampshire. Of course, some people might recognize your name. You made a bit of a news splash earlier this year when you were open carrying a firearm outside of a presidential town hall or something like that. And but more importantly, you're a Free State Project participant, and that's why you're normally here in New Hampshire. But why are you in Illinois tonight?
I am in Illinois because I was elected by the We the People membership in New Hampshire to represent them here at the convention.
Now, what is the convention? I could probably take a shot at describing it, but since you're there, you probably do a better job. So go ahead.
Well, that's a good question because you probably get a different answer completely depending on who you talk to. My personal thoughts were that Bob Schultz, the chairman, has spent the last 10 to 14 years, I'm not sure exactly how much, documenting what in his estimation are constitutional abuses and a train of constitutional abuses. And I think that he feels now that there's no point in continuing that course of action. I'm not sure that he ever really thought he was going to win, but he felt that it was necessary to, for history to document the train of abuses so that whatever action was necessary to correct the wrongs would be justifiable to future generations as as the forefathers of our Constitution did. They made petitions, and probably most of them, when making their petitions, didn't actually feel that they were accomplishing much, but they thought they wanted to exhaust all of those channels before taking whatever next step was required.
Right, and for years they asked questions of the IRS and the military and the government bureaucrats and the so-called representatives. They asked several questions about various different topics, from taxes to the war in Iraq, and they were ignored. The questions were never answered. They gathered in D.C. in mass. Thousands of people came out, and they were expecting to have somebody come and answer their questions, and they never did. So they took them all the way up to the Supreme Court. They took the fact that no one ever answered these questions to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court basically batted it right back, saying they weren't going to hear it. They backed up a lower court's decision that effectively said that you can petition the government for a redress of grievances, but that doesn't mean the government has to actually say anything in response.
Right. The Constitution just says that you can petition.
And so when I heard
they don't
about
even
this,
protect that though. Yeah.
When I heard about this constitutional convention, which you are attending, I understood that they were going to just try again, like put all these concerns together again and represent them to Washington, D.C. again. And maybe I misunderstood that. Maybe there's more to this. In fact, there appears to be a bit of a debacle, and I want you to fill us in. Can you hang on and bring me back here in a bit?
I sure can.
All right, more with William Kostrick here in moments at 800-259-9231. We'll find out exactly what it's like on the inside of this constitutional convention going on right now. Free Talk Live.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extracts, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface. Wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more, both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants. Contains no chlorine, bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to Moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or M-O-L-D-Z-Y-M-E.com. That's Moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
This is an emergency alert. More than half the world's doctors and nurses are refusing risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations, especially this flu season. Rely on OxySilver instead. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. So get it while you still can. Order OxySilver online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind if you dial in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a Facebook profile. You can go to facebook.freetalklive.com and become a fan there. It's free, of course. That's facebook.freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live has teamed up with Midas Resources to bring you some of the best prices that you'll find on the internet for gold and silver. Just go to gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com. And check it out. We've got Walking Liberty halves for $8.70. Lakota Nation silver rounds for $22.30. British sovereigns for $288. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, we continue. William Kostrick is with us. And speaking of Facebook, it's through his Facebook updates that I found out what kind of just silly nonsense is apparently going on at this this constitutional convention, as it is being called, in Illinois. William, you are at a hotel in Illinois, and the We the People organization has brought people together from all across the country, a certain amount of people from all of the 50 states. Is that correct?
Close, 48.
48 states. 48. And they've gotten together for the purpose of essentially writing up some more grievances to be redressed. Is that the purpose here?
Well, that's going to get back to what I was just saying before, that it really depends on who you talk to. It's clear to me that there are some people who think that's what they want to do. To me, I believe that because Bob is done, whether he thought he was going to be successful or not, the fact of the matter is that he's now done presenting these petitions, in my opinion, and you're right, they may do one last big one where they roll it all up and like, here's our final petition. That's possible.
It seems to me that's already been done. So I'm with you. I feel like they already did that years ago. They never got any responses. But what is your intentions there? Go ahead.
I agree with that, too. I think that that part is over. And my thoughts are simply that he's ready and the organization is ready to move on to a different type of activism. And instead of him simply saying, okay, well, I'm the chairman, so this is what we're going to do, he said, well, why doesn't everyone who's a member send someone over here so we can discuss where we can best put our resources starting now? What course of action should we take now, now that this hasn't worked, now that this has failed? What do we do? What do we as an organization do?
And, of course, you're there with a few other people from New Hampshire, and I imagine you guys are fairly principled people. What is it you're proposing?
What I aim to propose, I went around today and started gathering a caucus, I guess is the proper term for it. But what I aim to propose is that petitioning on the – doing anything on the federal level is a misdirection of resources. I won't say it's a complete waste, but it's certainly not optimal. My goal is to put forth that action on the state and local level is the cure for the federal intrusions, for the federal usurpations. Part of that may be the various 10th Amendment actions that states have been taking. States have been standing up to the federal government on medical marijuana. They've been standing up to the federal government on Real ID. They've stood up to the federal government on the Firearms Freedom Act. And there are states that are planning to nullify federal law if the health care issue passes. So I really think that the answer to stopping the Fed is at the local level. Of course, the ultimate local level is the individual. And so I plan to present a strategy for civil disobedience also.
Oh, excellent.
I don't know if I'll be able to get away with calling it that. I may have to put civil action or simply taking personal responsibility for your own freedom or some other words, but certainly presenting some thorough and saying, look, you know, you just can't keep begging. You know, you got to get it. You got to take a stand and do what's right.
Thank goodness for that. I'm glad you're there. But what is the experience? What are you feeling from the rest of the crowd? Because one of your first posts that you made was that you'd arrived and that you had to go upstairs because you couldn't take all the God stuff, nor will you make oaths and pledges. What were you experiencing at that time when you made that post?
Well, the opening was a lot of pomp and ceremony, and I'm not big on that at all. So there was no benefit to me standing up and objecting to it. So I just kind of removed myself from the situation. I believe that at the end of it all, and there's no need to do it now, I don't think, because there's no need to be particularly contentious. But I believe when the event is over, I will be required by my own conscience to make a statement of objection to those things.
Seems like a good strategy. Hold it till the end, and then that way people will listen maybe a little more carefully to what you're proposing when you get a chance to.
Right. Because the problem I have is that, for instance, look at the original convention. People point to it and say, oh, da-da-da-da, they opened with prayer, they did this, and they generalize that the founding fathers were Christian. And you're like, no, if you really read Jefferson, Washington, Payne, Allen, those guys didn't. They weren't. They just weren't. Now, yeah, sure, some of them were. Franklin and Webster. Some of the guys were.
Franklin was really better described as a deist.
Yeah, Franklin's probably the biggest deist of them all.
Yeah, read his autobiography. Franklin was a self-described deist.
Washington's borderline, but it doesn't really matter who. The fact is, many of the founding fathers weren't, exclusively Christian by any stretch. And also,
right. And my point is that because they didn't make any sort of statement objecting to those 200 years ago, I'm still dealing with the repercussions that they did not make clear that they objected, that they did not agree with that. So that's why I don't want to make that same mistake. I think there's anywhere near historic as that, but mm-hmm. it doesn't matter if it's somebody tomorrow. I don't want somebody tomorrow to watch it and see me and see that and believe that I'm associated with it.
So. Yep. I see where you're coming from on that. So what else have you experienced? What else would you want to share with our listeners that are on the outside looking in here and curious as to what your experience might be like?
I would say that there's 48 states. I don't know exactly how many people. Some states have three, some two, some a couple of states only have one person here representing the interests of the members in that state. But I have a total of 37 people at this point who agreed to discuss local on state and local strategies as a remedy for the federal evil that ails us. And so that's where I'm at right now. When I take that to the next step and say, what are we going to do as individuals, and I get into something a little more radical, I've got a feeling that my support base is probably going to drop to under 10 people.
Hmm. Well, I am interested to find out what transpires. How long is this going on, this convention?
The last day will be the 22nd. The morning of the first of the morning of the 22nd. So the nice thing is that the 22nd is also happens to be the End the Fed rally in Chicago. So a lot of us are leaving straight from here to go protest outside the Federal Reserve Building.
Gotcha. All right. Well, if things develop and continue to get interesting, will you just kind of do us a favor when you get a chance, dial in and give us, I guess, updates as time goes on?
Will do. Great talking to you guys. Ian, Mark, Dale. Take care.
Thank you, William.
Thank you, William.
I appreciate all your efforts out there. It's good to have somebody who understands what liberty truly is amongst a bunch of people that I'm sure would claim to understand it, but I don't think they have the same grasp that you do, and I thank you for your time and your time and your efforts. 10 days. This thing is going on for 10 days.
Well, it's a long time, and
there's a lot of bantering and
I appreciate where these people are coming from, but I also appreciate William standing up for things, different people. I don't think that opening with prayer would necessarily be the appropriate thing to do. Many of the founding fathers, not Christian, Quakers wouldn't have taken these oaths that they're talking about.
Right. Probably so, a pledge of allegiance, I would guess.
A lot of exclusionary stuff going on.
Yep. Toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it certainly belies the viewpoint of a lot of the people that make up this We the People organization. It's always kind of felt to me like a very Christian-y, conservative-y group, and I'm glad to see that people like William are there providing an alternative perspective, because without him there, they're going to come back with, well, we just need to bring our petitions back to the federal government and beg them. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up. This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
What's so crazy about not starving?
To cover yourself and your family in the event of accident or emergency, you may have home, life, auto, dental, and health insurance.
But what about food insurance?
Water and food are vital to human survival.
So what's so crazy about not starving?
Foodinsurance.com has designed emergency packs and kits with at least 2 weeks' worth of great-tasting food and clean water. Most Foodinsurance.com meals are freeze-dried,
which means they'll last and retain nutritional value up to 10 years.
Foodinsurance.com
Dinner.com meals like lasagna, beef stroganoff, and other tasty entrees are quick, delicious, simple to prepare, and start at just $199.99. The low cost is just one reason to get foodinsurance.com.
Need more reasons?
Foodinsurance.com kits come with a lightweight, high-quality backpack and a free utensil tool. Go to foodinsurance.com or call 1-866-946-8366. That's 1-866-946-8366. Get protected at foodinsurance.com.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. And those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, now brought to you by Manchester Brewing, which was founded by an alien race of reptiles called the Slore, to live beneath Stapleton Airport and secretly control the Illuminati. ManchesterBrewing.com. And by the way, Manchester Brewing was actually founded by our friend Jason Osborne and a few of the other Free Staters, the activists that have moved here to New Hampshire in order to get more free. And, of course, you may know Jason Osborne's name. He's also the man behind SACL CAI.
And the guy who sponsors the phone lines here. You know, I was having some of the Emperor Norton's Peppermint Stout last night from Manchester Brewing, and I must say, it's a rather tasty beer.
I had one of the cinnamon ones.
What did you think about the cinnamon one? Because that one enticed me a little more, but my wife put the peppermint ones on in the fridge first, and it was very good.
My favorite beer of all time, not just Manchester Brewing beer, but my favorite beer of all time is the red.
The John Thomas red, yes, that melts in your mouth?
I just bought like two cases. I bought like two cases of that. First of all, it knocks you on your ass. It's pretty strong beer.
Is it just one?
And
you
it's
mean?
Very
just one?
Flavorful. I know that when I first drank it, I like my first sip, I was like, wow, that's delicious. And then I kept drinking. I'm like, and it was so good, but it's also kind of rich. And it's like I can't drink a whole lot of it. It's just so rich, you know. And but then I got to where I could drink a lot of it, and I got better at it.
So I'm just not willing to say that I like another man's John Thomas. Sorry.
Oh, I don't have any problem with that, exactly. As you know.
So, yeah, I liked it, the cinnamon. But I'm not a connoisseur. I know that by the time that, usually with the Manchester Brewing, by the time I get to like a quarter of the bottle, I'm pretty tipsy. So one is enough.
If I have one whole bottle of John Thomas Red, it's like two. That's like two big mugs. It's a, they're big bottles, you know. I drink one whole bottle. I'm pretty schnockered. I'm a happy guy.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231.
You don't want to drink a six-pack of this.
Oh, no.
William, we just got off the phone with William Kostrick. He may need to, I hope he brought some Manchester Brewing with him because he may need it after the 10 days are up that he'll be spending in a hotel with what sounds like a bunch of Christian conservative types. And, in fact, it was Jason Osborne that during the break sent you a message, Mark, asking, well, when are they going to start? Because what they're doing is they're doing this constitutional convention thing, and I guess there's a website.
Continental Congress.
Continental Congress. People from all across the country are gathering together to decide what to do about this darn government thing, this federal government. And
I think it's worth pursuing. I don't know. I can see some of the frustration that you'd be talking about, and dealing with people that you disagree with is frustrating.
Yeah. And so he's there, and they are, of course, doing things that are, they're doing oaths, they're doing pledges, they are praying and stuff like that, and it's just not,
I'm not comfortable in a big tent situation, I have to be honest. And I think that it's an issue of, you know, I understand the notion of compromising to get something done, mm-hmm. but when you're compromising in politics, you are compromising
your principles.
Yeah, and that means, like, engaging in violence or advocating violence and things, and that's really serious for me.
Well,
so I can't do that, you know?
I don't feel like he's going to do that.
I don't feel like he has to. I mean, I know that, like,
vote against that. I mean, if somebody's proposing to crack down on the immigrants, I imagine, I don't know William too well, but I'm pretty sure he would be against something like that.
Yeah, and I think that, and that's just it, you know, that's a situation that would be very uncomfortable for me.
Absolutely.
Being there, having to work with, you know, people
who are
really conservative and not libertarian, and
right. If you let them know how you feel, then they'll
And then how much could I work with them? Because I wouldn't be willing to compromise on issues of advocating violence against innocent people. And so where would I? What could I accomplish in that situation?
Well,
I don't know.
You might be able to accomplish changing some hearts and minds. That's always a possibility. I mean, we were all at one point of a much more statist mindset. I think all of us were.
Sure.
And so maybe coming across a voice like William Kostrick, maybe he'll be one of a very few, as he said, once he starts to get more principled, he expects his support to not be there anymore. He's got 37 people behind him for, you know, one of his ideas, but once he gets a little bit more principled, he's going to have 10. So maybe having your voice in the mix is going to be valuable, and I guess we're going to find out as time goes on, because he promised that he would call us back and kind of clue us in.
Of course, I'm not a supporter of the Constitution, so there'd be a little bump right there.
You know, I having William Kostrick on the show here, I could see how Chris Matthews felt. I had the urge to ask him like 500 times in a row, "Are you a truther? Are you a truther? William Kostrick, are you a truther?"
Now, what are you referring
birther,
to?
Birther, whatever.
A birther, yeah.
Birther, that's what he was asking.
A birther.
For people that don't know, what are you referencing?
William Kostrick was on the Chris Matthews show. Is it Hardball?
I would love for an opportunity to tell Chris Matthews that I don't think it should matter where a person is born to run for, well, I shouldn't say to run for president, but I don't think it should matter where a person is born for any position, for any job or whatever, even though I don't support the office of the presidency.
He was trying to sideline William Kostrick and make him look that much more of like a fringer. And to him, a fringer is somebody who would believe that Barack Obama was born in outside of the United States. I have some questions myself on that. I question why he isn't answering the questions and isn't showing an original birth certificate. However, I don't really care one way or the other what country he was born in, quite frankly. So
I've seen old birth certificates. They look pretty hokey, even from states here in the United States.
But an old piece of paper would look more legitimate than what they trotted out as his birth certificate.
I understand the critique on these people. It's just, to me, it doesn't matter. Like, who cares where he was born? Who cares? I mean, his ideas are what matters, right?
Well, in the realm of politics,
yeah, I really don't care.
Right.
I don't care at all.
We come at it from a standpoint of ideas. However, in the area of politics, you'll do whatever it takes in order to take your opponent down so that you can then use force to get what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the Republicans want.
Yeah.
You know, they
want to take out Obama. They don't, you know, get another tyrannical Republican in there instead of a tyrannical Democrat.
Sure.
So the toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. Got a story out of Atlanta that's pretty disturbing. but it's not uncommon. And it happened a couple months ago. The story is from HuffingtonPost.com. Mark Danak was watching the football game at his favorite bar, the Eagle, when he heard somebody yell, "Hit the ground!" He thought a fight had broken out. The lights switched on, and up to 30 cops were yelling, screaming, and ordering everyone to the ground. The police had raided the bar. But for what? "Shut the F up!" A cop yelled at one of the bar patrons who asked why they were being forced to lay down on the grubby floors. An acquaintance saw the police shove an 80-year-old man to the ground because he was moving too slowly.
I wonder about this. What?
No one's going to know what that means.
Well, chicken you'll hawk have to explain it.
I'll explain it when you get done with your statement.
Well, it's the people that were in the Bush administration who wanted to fight wars, but
that's a different kind of chicken hawk.
Okay,
go ahead, Mark.
Anyway, some kind of gay terminology that I don't understand. Then I wonder, like, what is my obligation to follow a police officer's order when I don't have any idea what it is that they're doing? Like, I understand why you take a person who's committed a crime and lay them on the ground in order to put the cuffs on them, if they're dangerous or something like that. But if I'm just sitting in a bar, what's my obligation as a citizen? I thought I owned myself. But apparently, when a guy comes in who's got a badge on, I've got to do what he says, and then I can ask questions later. But I've been robbed of my freedom at that point.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
If I'm a slave, I understand that certainly life was worse for slaves at one point, but I'm still obligated to follow what this guy says. I'm still his slave.
That's right. Just because he doesn't ride up on a horse and carry a whip doesn't mean he's not your master. So, an acquaintance against...
What's this chicken hawk?
We'll get to it.
All right.
Saw the police shove an 80-year-old man to the ground because he was moving too slowly. Why? "No questions! Do what you're told or we will arrest you!" The officers threatened jail time to anyone asking why they were being held against their will. The search and seizures began. Everything in everyone's pockets was taken away. Well, why?
"None of your GD business! Get back on the floor and shut the hell up!"
Driver's licenses were taken and put to a laptop screening. What are you looking for?
I said shut the F up!
These, by the way, are the same tactics that are used by armed robbers. I know that I saw Die Hard, and I thought the villains were very cool in it, the way that they were calm and very refined the whole way through it. However, if you want to get somebody to comply with you, you yell at them, you demean them, you show them no opportunity to talk back. You do not, excuse me, sir, if you do not get on the ground, I will put a bullet in your head. It is not the proper way. I mean, maybe there are instances where it can be done, but not an armed robbery. In an armed robbery, you scream at them, you scare the crap out of them, and you get them to comply as quickly as possible.
The only way that soft-spoken approach works is if you actually put a bullet through one of them the first time someone disobeys.
Yep, that much is true.
And then everyone starts,
I think you're probably right.
If the cops were to actually put a bullet through someone, then they'd have reports to fill out. And they didn't put any bullets in anyone in this case.
They don't like all that paperwork.
We'll explain to you what they did do here in moments, and what this was all about, and we'll explain what a chicken Hawk is coming up in hour number 3. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials, the nutritionally complete drink with 25 essential vitamins and minerals and probiotics to help support your child's healthy growth. Visit us at kidessentials.com. Calling certain foods bad or good doesn't go very far in helping kids understand about balanced diets. Discuss the powers of foods. Carrots are good for your eyes. Fish keeps your heart strong. And how they work together to help kids grow, and they'll remember it even better. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237.